Good morning for Tuesday, July 5th, 2011. Audible presents the New York Times Audio Digest. In today's front page headlines, as salaries lag, judges are leaving the bench. Pakistan's spies are tied to slaying of a journalist. And a war of egos pits hacker against hacker. In today's national headlines, whose family? For many, it's complicated. Freshmen fear primary fights in house races. And autism is linked to the environment. In today's business headlines, at mid-year, profits offer a reading on the economy, Europe on a tough road in handling Greek debt, and Argentina hopes for a big payoff in its discovery of a sizable shale oil field. There will be more business stories, more national and world news, too. A roundup from the sports page and New York Times columnist David Brooks. Now from the editors of the New York Times, here are the stories on today's front page. This is the top story. As salaries lag, judges leave the bench. There is perhaps no more fitting finale to a long legal career than a judgeship. Ascending the bench after years appearing before it can bring power, respect, personal satisfaction, reasonable hours, and often free parking. There have traditionally been few steps beyond retirement or death. But across the country, and in New York, more than most places, being a judge has in recent years come with one big negative, the salary. New York judges have not had a raise in 12 years, making the state one of the more extreme examples of a growing pay gap nationally between judges and other professionals, including partners at top law firms who can earn 10 times the salary of the judge before whom they're arguing a case. Now, for the first time in memory, judges are leaving the bench in relatively large numbers, not to retire, but to return to being practicing lawyers. Turnover in New York has increased rapidly in the last few years. Nearly 1 in 10 judges are now leaving annually, a new study shows. In New York State, at least a dozen have resigned and explicitly cited the pay. The latest is James McGuire, a judge on the Intermediate State Court of Appeals in Manhattan, who last week resigned his position at the White Marble Courthouse on Madison Avenue. His judicial salary was $144,000. He stepped down to be a partner at a law firm, Deckard LLP, where an average partner pay is $1.4 million. New York, as the state with what officials say is the longest judicial pay freeze, is the focus of a national debate about whether controversial rulings, court corruption, and politicized judicial campaigns have so eroded support for courts that there is no constituency for increasing judges' pay. I never expected to get rich as a judge, but I never expected to get poor either, said Robert Spolzino, who resigned as an appellate judge in Brooklyn 2 years ago to return to law practice. Judges in New York were the best paid nationally in the 1970s, but their salaries now are ranked 46th in the country when measured by the cost of living, according to the National Center for State Courts. In a series of interviews, judges acknowledged that it could be difficult to make the case for a judicial pay raise in hard economic times. Justices of New York's highest level trial court, the state Supreme Court, make $136,700. The chief judge of the state makes $156,000. Across the country, there is a devaluing of the job that judges do, so there is little pressure to pay them well, said Seth Anderson, the executive director of the American Judicature Society in Des Moines. Current and former judges describe the pressures they felt in fending off offers and trying to pay for mortgages and tuition bills. Spolzino, 52, said he'd expected that he would remain until retirement, as judges did in the past. It's very heady when you walk into a room and everybody rises, people laugh at your jokes, he said.